I want to go through these verses with you one more time out of Matthew chapter 9.
在马太福音第九节我想从大家重温这些经文。
And if you have your Bible with you, you can thumb through it, or of course you can look behind me, I think scripture will be there.
如果你有圣经的可以打开你本圣经看，或者你是看着台上的 PowerPoint。
And so in verse 35 it reads, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness.
在第35节讲，耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。
When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd.
他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，作工的人少。
Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
所以你们当求庄稼的主，打发工人出去，收他的庄稼。
This is an incredible story.
这个是一个很伟大的故事。
Jesus mentions about this harvest, and I have to ask you, what exactly is the harvest?
主耶稣提到庄稼，那我想问大家，究竟什么是庄稼呢？
I want everyone right now to think of your version of the perfect world.
我想大家想象一下，你心目中的完美世界是怎样的呢？
The perfect world.
完美的世界。
A place that you think is best livable for all people. A place that is amazing, also known as utopia.
一个你认为是适合所有人生活的地方。
How would you best describe those words that have come to your mind?
你怎样形容这个世界呢？
Perhaps you thought about a place of no suffering.
或者你想起一个地方是没有痛苦的呢？
No violence, no war, no guns, problems.
没有暴力啦，没有战争啦，没有枪械啦，没有任何的烦恼啦。
Perhaps a place of no pollution, where everyone has food, there would be no poverty.
没有污染啦，每一个人都是有食物啦。
I hope those words came to your mind when you thought of a perfect place.
我希望当你想起一个完美世界，这些就是你想到的东西。
And now I would like to ask you, if you were to realistically look around this city, this country, and this world, what do you really see?
我亦都是想大家再想下，究竟我们现在生活这个城市，这个国家，这个世界，究竟是怎样的呢？
It's quite the opposite, isn't it?
刚刚相反，是不是？
The world is full of violence and inequality, racism, perhaps murder, relational conflict.
这个世界呢，是充满暴力，不平等，各样的种族歧视、仇杀。
There are financial crises. We could probably say that there's lots and lots of things wrong about the world that we live in today.
经济上的危机，我们甚至可以说根本样样东西都不好。
And if you think about it, there are a lot of people in this world that wants change.
你再想深一层呢，很多人呢都是觉得需要改变的。
There's a lot of people in this world that want something better.
世界上好多人呢，觉得需要更好嘅嘢。
There are a lot of people in this world that are suffering, not only just physically, but they're enduring of spiritual death.
好多人呢，系生活喺极度困苦之中，唔单止系肉身上嘅，佢哋嘅灵魂亦都系丧失死亡。
And so there are just so many people in this world that are living in agony, both physical and spiritual, just needing, just wanting to be saved.
这些人呢，他们是需要被拯救。
So when Jesus talks about the harvest, this is exactly what he's talking about, the people that who just want to be saved.
所以当主耶稣讲庄稼嘅时候，要收嘅庄稼嘅时候，就系呢啲需要被拯救嘅人。
And Jesus is not kidding when he says it is plentiful. Oh boy, it is very plentiful.
耶稣唔系讲笑啊，当佢话庄稼好多嘅时候，真系好多噶。
There are many people in this world that are unreached and have yet to hear of the gospel.
这个世界上还有很多人呢是未曾有机会听到福音的。
There are so many people in this world that don't even know they need Jesus, but in their hearts they're looking for someone like that.
有很多人呢他们不知道自己需要主耶稣，但是他们心里面有一种渴求。
This is the harvest and it is plentiful, ready to be harvested.
这个就是庄稼，是可以收割的庄稼。
The problem, that's not necessarily the only problem, the bigger problem is that the workers who are supposed to harvest, the workers are few.
更大的问题呢，就是那些去收割庄稼的工人好少啊。
And I think Jesus wants us to have this sense where when the harvest is plentiful, ready to be harvested, and if there aren't enough workers, what happens to the harvest?
耶稣提到说要收的庄稼多，但是作工的人少，那些庄稼怎么办呢？
I know in this room there's not many farmers, but I think you could logically understand and visualize what happens when the harvest is ready. It's ready to be harvested,But there's no one there to harvest it.
我知道在座呢不是很多人是做农夫的，但是大家可以想象当那些庄稼成熟的时候，但是不够工人去收割，那会是怎样的呢？情形。
So who are the workers?
那那些工人是谁呢？
It's important to know because if the workers are few, we should know who are the workers.
假如不够工人，那我们更加要知道究竟哪些是工人呢？
I think it's pretty clear.
相信很明显啊。
Brothers and sisters, I think we know that you and I, if you call yourself a Christ believer, a Christ follower, a Christian believer, you are a worker.
弟兄姊妹，你和我，如果我们宣称自己是跟随主耶稣的，我们就是那些工人。
If you are choosing to be baptized today and or transferring your membership, you are a worker.
今日你是受浸的或者是转会的，你都是成为工人。
And as a worker, on Jesus' behalf, we represent him.
作为为主耶稣做工的，我们是代表他。
I hate to say it in these words, but like, we sort of work for Jesus.
我们是为主耶稣做工。
I've had a number of jobs in the past.
过去呢，我曾经做过几份不同的工。
You might not know this, but I spent 2.5 years working at a pizza restaurant.
哦，你哋可能唔知，我曾经有2.5年时间喺一间 pizza 餐厅嗰度工作。
Wasn't Pizza Hut, wasn't Domino's, wasn't Panago. It was called Flying Wedge Pizza.
那个铺头呢叫做 Flying Wedge Pizza.
I worked there for almost 3 years. I did almost everything there.
我在那里做了3年，差不多是什么都要做。
I knew how to open the store. I knew how to close the store. I made pizzas. I even delivered the pizzas.
我懂得怎样开铺，怎样散铺，也都要整 pizza, 甚至是要送外卖。
And when I worked there, I always had to wear my uniform.
当我在那里上班的时候呢，我是一定要穿着制服的。
My black t-shirt that my wife forced me to throw away a couple years ago.
是一件黑色的 t-shirt, 我太太呢几年前叫我抌了它。
I love that t-shirt. It was a reminder of the good old days of working long hours, eating free pizza, and just meeting, just, it was just a good time for me.
我好鍾意嗰件 T-shirt 嘅，因为佢令我諗起喺嗰度返工嘅时候呢，好开心嘅事啦，有啲免费嘅 pizza 可以食啦。
But the uniform, I had to wear the uniform every time I went to work because as I was working, I was representing the company.
我每日翻工嘅时候都要着住嗰件制服，因为咧嗰个制服咧就系代表个公司。
Not only that, but as I was working, if I did my job well, the company looked good. If I did my job poorly, the company looks real bad.
唔单止咁啊，当我喺嗰度翻工嘅时候咧，如果我表现好嘅咧，咁人哋对公司就有好嘅印象。但我做得唔好嘅咧，人哋就觉得呢间公司唔好啦。
So I needed to know how to do the job really well. I needed to know the details of my job. I needed to know my job description.
咁当然我需要知道点样做先可以做得好啦。我需要知道我个职位嘅范畴系乜嘢。
So as people who represent God and Jesus, and if we are really going to know that we are the workers,What exactly is the job description of the workers?
咁我哋代表主耶稣嘅，我哋为主耶稣作工。咁究竟我哋知唔知道我哋要做嘅系乜嘢咧
？All right, we acknowledge that the harvest is plentiful and the workers are few, and we really want to go and harvest it. But then, what is the job description?
咁我哋知道庄稼多啦，做工嘅人又少啦。咁究竟我哋要做嘅系乜嘢咧？
If you don't know your job description, as soon as you get to the harvest, you just don't know what to do. And then, you know what? You make God look bad. You make Jesus look bad.
如果你唔知道你工作嘅范畴系乜嘢，咁你去开工嗰阵时候唔知做乜，咁你就令到上帝蒙羞。
And Jesus knows that really well too. And I suppose, not surprisingly, the very next chapter, so Matthew chapter 10,He just talks about all those job descriptions that we as workers should be doing.
咁耶稣当然知道啦，所以喺跟住嗰一章咧，耶稣就系一路讲究竟作为佢嘅信徒、佢嘅门徒要做乜嘢。
Now, if I had 3 hours of a sermon, I could go through all the details. But with just the time that I have, the one thing that is so important that Jesus tells us to do is to go and share.Your story.
如果我有3个钟头喺度讲道嘅咧，咁我可以逐一同大家分享。不过由于时间所限，我提出嘅咧最紧要嘅咧就系我哋去出去传福音。
Jesus tells us that we have to proclaim the message of the kingdom and to tell the world about their faith.
主耶稣提到我们是要表明天国的福音是讲出我们的信仰是怎样
的。That's a part of your job description as a worker of Jesus Christ.
这个是你为主耶稣作工的其中一个工作范围。
Sharing your faith story, or in other words, your testimony, is essential in being a follower of Jesus Christ.
一个作为一个主耶稣门徒好重要嘅工作咧，就系分享你嘅见证。
It sounds so simple, but it is absolutely important.
听起上嚟好简单，但系真系好重要嘅。
Sharing your story, it sort of acts like the evidence of God that's revealed in your life.
当你讲你见证嘅故事咧，你就系其实系讲紧神喺你生命中彰显嘅事实。
Sharing your story, it is like the tool that directs the conversations that you have with people who are seeking God, who are maybe like non-believers. It's the tool that directs your conversations.
分享你见证嘅故事咧，亦都系一个好有用嘅工具，系带领你同一啲未信而寻求神嘅人讲出你神喺你生命中做嘅事。
And your story.Your faith story, it protects you from being idle and being lazy, and it protects you from all kinds of unwholesome talk that you might have with those seeking God or those who are unbelievers.
这些见证的故事呢，是可以帮助你保守你不要说一些神不喜悦的说话，不要懒惰。
It is your story, and each of every one of us has a different story.
我们每一个人都有不同的故事。
And the song that we just sang, Blessed Assurance, it is your story, it is your song, it's the words on your heart that you express to the world, and you are the one who's able to say your story and to sing your own song.
正如头先我哋一起唱嗰首诗歌咁，我哋每一个人都有我哋嘅故事，你就向全世界宣讲你要讲嘅故事。
It may not be full of all like the amazing things in your life. It probably has lots of struggle in your story. And I really hope that just because your story has a lot of struggle, that it does not hinder you in sharing that story.
或者你个故事咧未必有好多好特别嘅嘢，或者入边充满好多唔同嘅挣扎、好多困苦。但系我希望呢啲挣扎唔会阻止你同人分享你嘅故事。
And I want to tell you the truth this morning that if you're able to share your story, which has a number of different struggles in it, that kind of a story actually reaches people a lot.More effective than you think it does.
我想同大家分享一个事实咧，就系假如你嘅故事系充满挣扎嘅咧，呢啲挣扎咧好可能成为更加有效去令到人听得明白，去令到人接受你嘅故事。
In just a moment, we are going to hear a number of different stories and testimonies.
跟住落嚟，我哋会听到好多唔同嘅故事同埋见证。
And although that they will be up on this stage and that they will share their story today, I pray that they will not treat this as a one-time thing.
他们今天在台上讲他们的故事，我希望他们不会只是一次过讲完就算。
I pray that even though they share today on this stage, that I pray that even in the future, with the years to come,that they will find opportunities to share their stories with all kinds of people all over the world.
我希望他们在将来在不同的时候不同的人他们都会跟他们分享他们的故事。
Your story is who you are and God uses you and your story to bring more and more people into this spiritual family.
这个故事就是代表你神呢就是将你用你的故事带领更多人来到这个家庭。
It is so common in life where we might ask friends, oh, how did you meet that person? Or how did you meet your boyfriend? How did you meet your girlfriend? Or we might ask the question, how did you get engaged?
我们通常呢很容易这样问你怎样认识你男朋友啊怎样认识你女朋友啊你怎样订婚的
It's such common...Talk nowadays is very frequent in our conversations.
呢啲系一啲好普通嘅话题。
I think Jesus would be just so thrilled if we were able to share the same kind of conversations with our friends of how we met Jesus, how we had an encounter with God, and how we've come to the spiritual family.
如果我哋能够喺谈话嘅时候问你点样认识主耶稣噶？你点样信主噶？点样嚟到呢一个属灵嘅大家庭噶？我相信主耶稣会好开心。
Let us fill our conversations with that kind of talk. Let us fill all of those routine conversations with our faith, with the things that we're doing at church.With the things that we are doing, in fulfillment of God's commands.
我希望我哋大家闲谈嘅时候，我哋讲嘅、分享嘅系我哋嘅见证嘅故事，关于我哋教会嘅生活。
So, church, this is not just a message for those being baptized today, but it is certainly a message for everyone right now. Anyone that calls themselves a follower of Christ, a believer, a Christian.Go, tell your story again and again and again. You are not done just because you've shared it one time.
这个信息不单只是为我们今天受浸的弟兄姊妹所讲，我们每一位都要记住，我们要行出去，将我们的故事跟所有人分享。
What amazed me recently as I was preparing my Good Friday sermon for the youth. What amazes me about Jesus is that even when he was on the cross, he was crucified with two criminals, even on that day, he was able to save one more person, the criminal who was able to testify that Jesus did nothing wrong.
当我准备受难至崇拜的讲道的时候，有一样东西令到我是很惊奇的，就是耶稣即使他是被钉十字架的时候，他身边有两个罪人，他仍然是可以拯救其中一个。
Even when Jesus was crucified, he still made time for the person to come into salvation.
耶稣虽然是被钉在十字架，但是他仍然可以拯救让到其中一个是得到生命。
Brothers and sisters, you are not done. Do not look forward to retirement. Do not look forward to resting. Do not look forward to taking a break. The evil one out there does not take a break.
弟兄姊妹，你的工作未完的，你不要想着退休啊，或者是休一休啊，因为魔鬼是不会休的。
I'll say it one more time and I'll pray. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
我想祈祷之前再跟大家讲一次，庄稼很多，但是工作的人少。
Let's pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Dear God, we just are so thankful of our own stories that you have given us.
天父，我们是很感恩你赐给我们每一个人我们的故事。
And let us not be sad or fear remorseful of our story if it's full of sadness and struggle.
虽然我们的故事或者是充满忧伤，很多挣扎，但是希望我们不会因为这样而悲伤。
But God, if we have a relationship with you, let us acknowledge that even though we had struggle, that you saved us and that we have new life in you.
天父，虽然我们是经过挣扎，但是因为你已经拯救了我们，我们得到新的生命，我们跟你是有关系的。
So Father, we just ask that you open our eyes and see that the harvest is plentiful.
天父，让你是将我们每一个人的眼睛张开，是看到庄稼是很多。
And God, we ask that you open our eyes that we can identify the people around us that our story could be told to.
让你是帮我们张开我们的眼睛，让我们可以看到我们周围有很多是要听我们的故事的人。
Father, we pray that we do not bury our story, that we don't put our story aside and ignore it. Father, let us be able to dig it up and be able to present that and to share it with the whole world.
天父，我请求你不要让我们收埋我们的故事，让我们可以是放开心灵，将它是跟全世界的人分享。
And Father, as some testimonies are going to be shared today, I pray for boldness and courage for those who will take this very place and to tell their story.
天父，我为每一位即将宣讲他们的见证的弟兄姊妹祷告，让他们放胆这样去向我们宣告他们的故事。
Father, we thank you very much.
天父，我们是十分多谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.